take a short lifestyle detour from the news of the world. Here's Jenna Barr and the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Jenna Barr, your host, and it is Friday, or as my kids like to say, Fry-yay, and they always hope that we'll hit Chick-fil-A sometime on Friday. But you know what? When we get to have a moment like this and some time set aside on Pep Talk to kind of recognize local organizations or movements or initiatives here in Northwest Florida, it makes me so happy. So this morning, we have two very special guests in studio with me, and they are from Valerie's House, Pensacola. And so we have Krista Brandt and Miranda Campbell. And Krista, you are the chair of the advisory council for Valerie's House of Pensacola.
That's right.
And
yes.
Thank you so much for being here today.
Oh, I'm super excited to be back in the studio and sharing with the community kind of where we are in the progress since we've been on last back in November.
A lot can happen in that short period of time.
And it has, yes.
Oh, well, we are really excited. And Miranda, thank you so much for being here as well. We're going to chat with you a little bit later and be able to hear your story as well. So before we dive deep into just the latest happenings mm-hmm. with Valerie's House, why don't you just give our listeners maybe who are just tuning in, and hey, if you are just tuning in, you're listening to News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. And if you have a question throughout this next 25 minutes, do not hesitate to call us, 437-1620, or text us, 437-1620. Maybe this is something that just might pull at your heartstrings, and we want to connect you to the right place, or maybe this might be a need. So I am absolutely blown away at what Valerie's House mission is and the progress that's been made and really what it stemmed from. So why don't you give us the history behind Valerie's
and
the mission.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd love to. So Valerie's House, Pensacola, is going to be a chapter of Valerie's House. And Valerie's House is headquartered out of Fort Myers, Florida. There's three chapters over there. And it is a grief support program focused solely on helping children and their families grieve the loss of a loved one. Mm. And it is going to be the first that solely focuses on that in our area.
Wow.
And I'm just super excited to be able to be kind of leading the effort to bring it here. When I met the CEO, Angela Melvin, her and I instantly bonded over our shared experience of losing our mothers at 11. And one of the biggest things that we didn't have was being able to connect with other kids going through what we were going through. And kids deal with grief in such a different way than adults do. And oftentimes, you don't deal with it. And then it comes back later on in life in a number of different, you know, potentially bad consequences. Mm-hmm. And so we really want to be able to bring children together and their families and help them get through that process and grieve in a way that is positive and that they can get through it. And we really do that through peer-to-peer support groups. So that's what we're going to be starting here. And hopefully just a couple months now that we have our part-timer joined. So we're super excited about that.
That's awesome. And, you know, it's a tough topic to talk about.
It
just
is.
Bereavement, loss, grief in general is very difficult. And thank you so much for being strong enough and brave enough to share your story later on down the road and then being able to use that. Something
yeah.
that is just, you know, like a knife to your heart and in your emotions and in your childhood.
Mm-hmm.
I have a friend who lost her mom at 13 to breast cancer.
Yep.
And, you know, she and I talk about like just going through those stages, that 13-year-old period of time.
Yes.
Whether you're a boy or a girl, without your mom is just, I can't imagine. My mom's one of my best friends, you know,
mm-hmm.
but I can't imagine how a kid goes through that kind of loss too. And they don't know how to talk through it in a healthy
right.
manner. You know, I lost my dad at 30 and it was absolutely devastating. You know, there one day, gone the next. And so at 30, you're like, wait, how do I deal with this? And then how do I walk my kids through this as well and not have them end up in therapy later on down the road, which we talked about as well. So having these resources in this area as well is going to be a game changer.
Yeah, it's actually, you know, and you brought up a good point about it's a tough topic. And so as children, it's difficult to be able to share that with your friends who aren't going through it. So you just don't talk about it,
right?
So we are going to be able to bring them together to allow them to talk about it and bond together around that shared experience and really, really help each other. And you would be, you know, shocked at the numbers that we currently have in Escambia County and Santa Rosa. I mean, we currently have, you know, close to 7,000 children who are under the age of 18 who have already lost a parent or sibling.
Wow.
Yes, it's so, you know, it's out there, but not a lot of people are talking about it. So if we can help kids get through this now, we can help them have a better and brighter future. And that's really what we're all about.
Right. And this is, I mean, can I just say a wake-up call?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, maybe you are just waking up and you're just listening. Hey, this is something that we need to talk about. This is an expertise that somebody else has that we don't have. Or maybe you're in a church or a community group and they suffered a loss. You need that contact, that resource, that networking, per se, that relationship here in Northwest Florida to be able to connect and say, hey, I have a family and they just lost a parent or a sibling or a grandparent, somebody close to them.
Right.
Or another, you just don't know. Having that in your back pocket and being able to connect to people here in the area, that just blows me away. And those numbers, 7,000 under the age
staggering.
Of 18.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just encourage you, just reminds you, you never know what the person next to you in the grocery store, in the car next to you, or who possibly cut you off or isn't just paying attention is going through, you know? Mm-hmm. So just have a little extra grace and compassion in your heart. You just jarred me a little bit, or maybe a lot, I have to admit. And hey, if you have any questions for Krista, give us a call or text us, 437-1620. And we're right here taking all of your calls. I do want to touch, we are going to go to a break in just a minute, but now you say you're almost open here in Pensacola.
Yes.
It's going to be right here in the heart of Pensacola?
Yeah, we are blessed to be able to have a partnership with Big Brothers Big Sisters where they are donating space for us to launch those groups so that we can go ahead and get started very soon. So we're really going to start pushing to enroll families and connecting with, you know, school counselors and churches and things like that so that we can let the word get out.
School counselors, that's another one. You're just like ping, ping, like setting off all of the things in my brain that, you know, we might not think of. And that's a lot. I just, talking with the school counselor, our guidance counselor at my kid's school, you know, just managing through parenthood and pandemic and getting things done, all that stuff, you know, they have a lot on their shoulders. Mm-hmm. It's a lot. So when you have kids that come in that need that extra amount of, like you said, they can't relate to another kid, or maybe they have behavioral changes.
Yes.
Why are they having behavioral changes?
Exactly.
We don't want the teachers, we don't want anybody to be frustrated with them. We want them to have that outlet where they can go and have the proper mourning time and that grief cycle, because grief comes in waves.
It does. It absolutely does.
And I mean, just from suffering a loss like you did when you were very young, can you still relate to that?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I still have feelings every January, which is the anniversary of my mother's death. And every time I help a child, I'm still healing.
Yeah.
Right. And it's, you know, my passion is for my tragedy to be a gift to somebody else.
So you're helping other people heal through your healing. That's absolutely beautiful. We have a lot more to talk about. Stick around. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages.
Do you find marketing your business to be a challenge? Are you completely overwhelmed by the ever-changing landscape of how to promote your business on various social media platforms, how to keep up with your Google ranking, generate leads, and all the small details in between?
As a business owner, you're pulled in every direction possible. Allow the team of experts at ADX Digital to handle the digital marketing piece of the puzzle for you. Our team of experienced marketing professionals will work with you and your team to create a custom digital marketing campaign tailored exactly to market to your ideal customer. Increase your website traffic, generate qualified leads, and overall, increase business for you. Contact ADX Digital today to set up a time to meet with the team and discover how we are your partner every step of the way for small business marketing. Visit ADXDigitalMarketing.com to schedule a time to let us show you the possibilities for your business. ADX Digital Marketing, your comprehensive digital marketing partner. Delicious Gulf seafood and the finest Mississippi catfish is what you'll get from David's Catfish House. Made to order with generous portions of southern sides. Voted best of the bay for 9 years running. For customer and staff safety and peace of mind, all Florida locations have recently installed the latest in medical grade UV technology. This air sanitizing system is designed to actively kill mold, bacteria, and viruses in the air and on surfaces. Breathe safer and visit the place where southern and seafood meet. See you at David's, Pensacola, Milton, and Crestview.
Have you ever wondered if that review you're reading is from an actual customer? When you search for businesses at BBB.org, Better Business Bureau makes sure every review you see is from a real customer. For over 100 years, BBB has been connecting consumers to good businesses. So if you're looking for a good business, look for the seal. Start your search at BBB.org. Start with trust. BBB.org.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
People who have wealth and keep wealth and build wealth have a long-term planning window. When they're making a decision about an action, a purchase, something they're going to do, they think to themselves, how's this going to affect me 5 or 10 or 50 years from now? And they make decisions based on that.
Dave Ramsey, 1 till 4 p.m. weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
And we are back here on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. We are in studio with Valerie's House of Pensacola. We have Krista Brandt and Miranda Campbell, and we have just been chatting about the necessity that this is now. Now, the more that we talk, this is now becoming something we need here. And so I am beyond excited that you all are making your place here and being able to provide this necessity to our children and to our families here in Northwest Florida. So we said at the beginning of the show, we have some news, right?
Yes.
You said you have some updates since the last time that you guys got to come and hang out. Why don't you tell us a little bit more about that? And then I'd love to hear later on from Miranda.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So now, since we were on last, you know, we continue to have conversations with community leaders and like the Escambia County school systems and churches, and everybody that we speak with is just beyond embracive of this, you know, this program. And so we are super excited about that. And I did want to mention, you know, that this is, we are a, you know, nonprofit. This is 100%, you know, free program for families and children or the caregivers of the children who have suffered the loss of a loved one. So this is just something that, you know, not everyone can afford counseling. And this is something, though, that is for everybody, you know, no matter what walk of life you might be, you know, be from. So we're excited to make sure that everyone knows that. So the things that have happened besides just building the community awareness is we were blessed to receive a grant from the Bayer Family Foundation to really help us launch the groups and, you know, have the right supplies and be able to, you know, get it started at Big Brothers Big Sisters here coming up, hopefully in March, April is when we're really looking to launch these first groups. So that is the second big update is that we have hired Miranda Campbell, and we are just so pleased to have her here as our local program coordinator. And she's really going to help us, you know, enroll the families and get them prepared for being able to come to group night. And those group nights now are going to happen every other week. So it's twice a month.
Okay.
They'll probably be on a Tuesday or Wednesday. We haven't defined the exact date of the first group night, but that's the cadence that happens with these groups so that kids can really build that bond.
That is awesome. And congratulations on the grant. That's huge.
We're so excited. We're just so, so blessed.
You know, and you and I, we've been chatting back and forth. So, you know, working in nonprofit, those grants are just, they change everything in the trajectory of your future and how you can operate. And then being able to speed up the process of getting open and activated to be able to help people. Now, Miranda, let's chat a little bit. And you have to remind me, what was your title again?
I am the Program and Outreach Coordinator for Pensacola.
Okay, so why don't you just tell me, what pulled you into this?
Well, it has been a long journey. And as Krista was talking, it just kind of hit me that when I got hired for the job, I found a quote and I was like, the quote sums up what brought me here, I think, the best. So I'm going to read that, if that's all right with you.
Absolutely.
I found this on lovely Pinterest. It's by a blogger, Tom Green, but he summed up exactly what I was feeling when I got this opportunity. And he said, your life is shaped by the road you've traveled, and not all of those roads are paved. The simple truth is that you are a collection of your life experiences, both good and bad. Sometimes the things that inspire us are not our favorite memories. And that is what has led me here. I have 17 years in the education world as a special ed teacher and then a principal of a junior senior high school. And not only losing students, but having students lose their only parent. And working with staff and coworkers trying to help these children grieve, working with counselors. I had counselors on my staff, and even counselors are not experts in grief, because that's a whole nother set of training. And school counselors, like you said, they are overwhelmed and busy, and grief is not an area that many of them feel super comfortable diving into, because it's hard and it's really heavy. And us as adults don't always know how to help a child through that process, because we aren't them, you know? So, when I read the job description on the United Way's website, and then I started digging into what Valerie's House was, because I'd never heard of anything like this, it really just hit me that I know so many kids on a personal level who have lost their dads at very, very young ages, and walking through those first months with them and then seeing them years later, to have someone that they could connect with would have made a world of difference for them, because the adults in their lives are grieving and they don't know how to connect with each other. They're scared to bring it up because they don't want to make mommy cry, or, you know, those types of things. And so these little kiddos are strong and they just carry it. And then a lot of times it does, like you said, comes out in behaviors or different personality changes.
Right.
And those kids are never the same. But if they can connect with other kids who share that experience, that is something beautiful. And I did not know such a place existed. So when I read about it, I knew this, all of those unpaved roads and those memories that are hard and not my favorite, absolutely were preparing me for this place and time.
It was
preparation. Super excited.
That is so beautiful and so encouraging to remember that even the hard stuff, losing a parent, watching students of yours and friends of yours lose someone close to them, it's tough to go through, but sharing that burden together, and then maybe it's preparing you to help people in the future share that burden. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. Stick around. We'll be right back with Valerie's House.
Whether you're building a new home or considering a renovation, choosing the right construction partner makes all the difference. Howdy, howdy. I'm Jesse Lacoste at Lacoste Construction Group. We truly pride ourselves on our client experience and true craftsmanship, specializing in both new construction renovations for both commercial and residential projects. My team and I at Lacoste Construction Group will deliver you a quality turnkey project, working with you each and every step of the process. Contact us today. Start turning your home or business into the space of your dreams at lacosteconstructiongroup.com.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
This Thanksgiving, think outside the oven and get Thanks Grilling with Ace. Get a new grill and choose from top brands like Traeger, Weber, and Big Green Egg to add even more flavor to your Thanksgiving turkey, side dishes, and desserts. Plus, right now, get free assembly and delivery on all grills and accessories $3.99 and up. For the best help on the best grills, stop by your local Ace and get Thanks Grilling. Ace Rewards members only through December 24th. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions.
The following message is sponsored by the Florida Ombudsman Program, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Do you or someone you know live in a nursing home or other long-term care setting? If so, this message is for you. The Florida Ombudsman Program helps with concerns about the health, safety, welfare, and rights of long-term care residents. Call 1-888-831-0404 or visit us at ombudsman.myflorida.com. Services are free and confidential.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. The Kids and Critters Mardi Gras Parade is going virtual this year. There's still time to post a picture of your pet in costume at PensacolaBeachMardiGras.com. The online parade starts at 2. The second annual Who Got Game Wellness Expo happens this Saturday between 11 and 3 at the Florida Department of Health on West Gregory. Free HIV/AIDS testing available. Find more events and submit yours at NewsRadio923.com.
And we're back here on Pensacola Expert Panel with Valerie's House of Pensacola. We've been chatting with Krista and Miranda. And before we go today, we have about 2.5 minutes left. I, first of all, want to just thank you so much for everything that y'all are doing. This is beautiful to see it come from Fort Myers, move its way all the way up to the very tippity top part of our panhandle, and be able to bring those resources to us here. I'm so thankful for you guys, and I want to give people an opportunity to get the website and find out if you guys are on Facebook and Instagram, and then just maybe encourage people to maybe want to volunteer if that's an opportunity as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, you know, right now there's a number of ways to get involved. So to get in touch with us, you can go to valerieshouse.org, go to the locations section, and then there's a Pensacola drop down. We are also on Facebook under Valerie's House Northwest Florida. So you can find us there as well. And we will start posting a lot more now that we have Miranda, and we're really going to be starting to plan to launch the groups very soon. So that's how you can get in touch with us. You can also contact me at 850-266-0795. And soon Miranda will have her Valerie's House phone number, but we'll send that to you so that you can post that as well. So there's a number of ways to be involved. We'd love to have volunteers help build awareness in the community, and always looking for people to help us spread